The Valley's Best Rock 105.1, The Blaze. Last night, Justice was hanging out at Maya Cinemas, checking out a new movie. It's time to find out how it was.
The movie industry is made up of two separate but equally important groups. The theaters who display the movies, and the critics who overvalue their opinions. These are our reviews. The Morning Blaze is bringing Justice to the movies.
All right, so we tried calling our winner, Alan, earlier. He didn't answer. I'm going to give this one more go and see how it goes. Oh, come on.
Your call has been forwarded with Kinetic Voice Message System 80.
Ah! Used us for our movies and then bailed. All right, Justice, we're going to go with you. So last night you were at Maya Cinemas checking out the new movie Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark with Alan, who, from what I understand, was in fact creepy.
A little bit.
That was his goal, and I've been looking for someone weird to take into the movies, and it helped that it was a scary movie that you went to go see.
Yeah.
So before, since he didn't answer the phone, tell me about Alan before you tell me about the movie.
He wound up being a pretty cool dude.
Oh.
He wasn't all that bad.
Okay.
When people tend to act weird with me, I act weird back, and he accepted it. Alan and his wife made a list of things to do that they thought would freak me out.
And did they do them?
He did one thing.
Which was?
Make deep eye contact while licking the butter off his fingers, to which I then made deep eye contact back. And
so you guys,
popcorn.
You guys did make the entire theater feel uncomfortable then.
Whoever was looking, yes, for sure.
That was everyone, because you're a superstar movie reviewer at this point in time.
Real quick, that was the last one on the list.
Uh-huh.
He would have had no luck with this. He was going to tell people he was me and then ask them if they wanted his autograph.
He should have tried that just so they could go, who? That would have been the best part. Okay, now on to the movie. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. We talked about this a little bit on Tuesday when we contested it out. But recap for me real quick what this movie's about for people.
So it's like a former kids book series that obviously deals with like kind of horror stories. And they decided to bring that to life in a movie.
So it's like Goosebumps, but like a little scarier is kind of
yeah,
that kind of thing.
A little more edgy.
Now this is PG-13, so there's nothing like super graphic in it, I would imagine, right?
No.
But was it entertaining? Is it still fun to go see?
Yeah, I thought it was. I enjoyed it a lot more than I expected to. Like, I thought it was going to be a little more corny-ish.
Yeah, because it's for the kids,
yeah,
kind of.
So I wasn't totally sure what to expect, but it was pretty good.
Now, you're not a big horror movie fan. So this you might be the wrong person to ask, but you were our reviewer, so I'll ask anyway. What was it? I mean, was it scary, though?
For a PG-13 movie? I'd say it was as scary as it could have been. It was more suspenseful than anything.
Okay.
And because Guillermo del Toro was the producer on it, so he's the guy that did like Hellboy and Shape of Water and stuff like that, he likes making monsters. So like the monsters in the movie looked really good.
Okay.
And super creepy.
All right. All right. So I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
Are they like jump scary at all? Like do they pop out at you? Or?
There are a couple.
Okay.
There are a couple, and they were, you know, the usual horror movie cues where the music cuts out, so you know something's going to happen.
All right.
You don't know when.
Most important question. You had the option to go see this or Dora the Explorer. Now that you've made your decision, how do you feel about it?
I'm happy I watched this one, because it was, like I said, it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
All right. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Should people go check this out?
Thumbs up. Go check it out.
All right. Okay. Well.
If your kids are misbehaving, go.
Well,
take
see, my kids, my son is into horror movies now. This is like all he wants to do. But I have a feeling like he's already evolved past this. But
he'll probably watch this and be like, "What was that?"
Yeah, I don't. The last thing you want to do, the least cool thing you can do as a parent, just try to take your kid to something you think they're going to think is cool for them to go, "Oh, Dad, that was weak. That was weak." But if you want to go check it out this weekend, Maya Cinemas, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. What movie are we doing next week?
Not The Boys. Good Boys.
Good Boys. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. We were giving away passes for that earlier this week. That looks really funny.
Yeah.
It's Seth Rogen. It's one of his projects, but it's another one of those movies where you have little kids saying foul words and everybody likes that.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, Justice, well done. And Alan, you're dead to me. But at least you showed up to the film, which is, I guess, the most important part. Thanks a lot.